This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Next week's Republican convention in New York will put the spotlight on President Bush, so Democrat John Kerry has been campaigning hard this week. He's been traveling from one coast to the other to energize the Democratic base and to win over those who are undecided. NPR's Don Gagne is traveling with the Democratic nominee.
Over the past few days, John Kerry has been in union halls, in backyards of homes, in tidy suburban neighborhoods, and in trade school auditoriums. The spaces are intimate, the audiences close in, and the events designed to help people get to know the candidate as he tries to defeat a vulnerable incumbent. This is the town hall format, John Kerry style, and as he likes to point out, this is not the kind of closed, true believers-only session the Bush campaign prefers.
Let me ask a question. Anybody here have to sign anything, loyalty or anything, to be able to get in here? Anybody have to promise that you work for the campaign to get in here?
No.
Anybody screen your questions?
Which does not mean the audiences Kerry encounters aren't friendly. They are. This week, he fielded questions from plenty of people who praised his service in Vietnam or his plan to make prescription drugs more affordable or his criticism of Bush policies in Iraq. But while the president uses such events as a way to appear accessible to the public while basking in the adulation of his supporters, Kerry has to accomplish something else. Everyone already knows George W. Bush and more than likely has a well-formed opinion about him, pro or con. Kerry, however, still needs to introduce himself, and the questions he fields demonstrate that some of his potential supporters still feel they don't yet know him well enough. Take this woman who stood up at the backyard event in Green Bay.
I came here to try and get a sense of who you are. I'm a woman. I'm married, I have three kids, and most of us are middle class. We clean our own houses and mow our own lawns. What is it about who you are that can help us understand whether you're really for real or not?
Kerry's response, look at his record and the things he's fought for, including his decision to go to Vietnam as a young man.
My mother and father both had comfortable backgrounds. I didn't have to go do certain things, but they taught me those values, you know? So much pocket money, so much allowance, go out and work, do this. Summertime, I was a Teamster when I was in college. I unloaded trucks. Somerville, Massachusetts.
Another man at the same event asked simply, why are you a Democrat? It's an unusual question for the Democratic Party's nominee with Election Day less than 10 weeks away. Then yesterday in Anoka, Minnesota, a swing town in a swing state, another queried the candidate on two of the most basic charges leveled at him by the Bush campaign. Is he a waffler and is he truthful? Kerry defended himself on both charges and raised his own such questions about the president. Finally, at the end of each of these sessions, Kerry stresses the need to work hard and to get people to the polls.
Let's go out and get the job done, everybody. Thank you. God bless. Thank you.
And so he heads to the next stop. From Anoka, it was off to California and Washington State, where he has two more town meetings today, each a chance to reach out to voters, even those in his own party who are still sizing him up. Don Gagne, NPR News.
John Kerry's extended answers to voter questions are at npr.org.